All right, good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast. My name is Tom. I'm part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. I hope everyone's having a great morning. It is May 4th. Say it. May the 4th be with you. 2021. Spectacular Tuesday morning here on the East Coast. Just fantastic. Beautiful. Oh, my wife and I are trying to... I'm not allowed to say. I'm not supposed to say. But my wife smokes. And sometimes I chew tobacco. And we're trying to quit. Yesterday was our first day. You know, if you've ever tried to quit smoking, which I did quit smoking in 99, it isn't easy. It's brutal. And then, you know, picking up chewing tobacco, which, you know, I'd like to say, and there's a lot of embarrassment and shame with chewing tobacco for some reason, I guess. I've had embarrassment and shame with every addiction that I've had. I remember even smoking. I didn't want to smoke in front of my parents. I was embarrassed and I had shame. But like, you know, chewing tobacco, there's still a lot of shame and guilt in there. And so she decided, she's like, I'm ready. I want to quit. And I'm like, I'm here. I'm with you. What do you want to do? And I've always told her, listen, you want to quit smoking? I'll quit dipping. And the day has come. And I'm not necessarily as much on board as I thought I would be. But the reality is that it's not good for me. And she wants to do it. And I need to support that. So here we go. Yesterday, she went the full day. I actually slipped. I had a slip. I remember people used to say, slips don't exist. You made a decision to use. And I did. I made a decision to use last night. I used twice. And I'm hoping today I'm going to do better. And so that's what we're going through. We're a little testy. I'm a little stuffy all of a sudden. I don't know what that's about. Maybe it's allergies. I don't know. I shared a little bit. I'm going through something right now that's really been quite a disturbing situation. And it happened on Friday, and it was with a friend. And, you know, sometimes I was honest about how I felt. Sometimes when I say things honestly how I feel, maybe they come off a little cold. I guess. I don't know. It could have all been avoided. I know that. But one of the things that that I was taught in sobriety and that I tend to feel like I should do in sobriety is I just say how I feel. Or I don't say how I feel, and then when I burst, I say how I feel, and then, you know, feelings get hurt. And I hurt someone's feelings on Friday, and I'm very sorry about that. It was not intentional. It wasn't intentional. But I can tell you that it wasn't that big of a deal either. It wasn't that big of a deal. And the reaction of this person was pretty phenomenal. I mean, I was amazed at the reaction. And, you know, I feel bad. I feel bad for her. I feel bad for him, too, honestly. You know? But I'm going to... I think that that is over. That friendship is going to be over. Because, you know what? I've learned that... What did I learn? I learned, you know, out of this, I've learned, I guess what I've learned is I shouldn't talk at all. Because a lot of people have trouble with the truth. And the truth hurts people's feelings. Shame and guilt change lives. You know, it's that moment where the heavy person sits in a chair and the chair breaks and everybody, and the person falls to the floor and everybody in the party like stares at them. And you're overwhelmed with shame and guilt because somehow you've let your life get to this point, and then the chair shatters. And that's kind of what happened the other day. You know, I'm a hairdresser, and I deal with appointments, and people pay at the end of an appointment. And, you know, each appointment slot has a value. And when people don't respect that, I'm okay. I'm usually okay. People say, and it's funny because these people are people that told me that I should charge people for not showing up, and I don't. I'm not into that. I think that that's a, you know, if you have a client that doesn't show up, you know, hey, you be kind, no problem. And, you know, you hope they come back, and that's fine. You can't try to charge them and be, you know, real aggressive with that kind of stuff. People don't respond well to that. And unfortunately, this person, you know, and I can't have this conversation with this person because I'm afraid that I'm going to begin to lecture, and I don't want to. I'm not here to fix anybody. All I'm here to do right at this moment is understand why I feel kind of shitty about it. But the reality is that this person, I don't really feel like respected my time. And for some reason, on Friday, I felt like I needed to share that. And I guess it was to the wrong person because she didn't appreciate it. And then I felt bad, but then I felt like I was in the right. But I still felt bad. You know, it's that 10th step where, you know, whenever I have to, you know, one of the cool things that I thought about getting sober when I, you know, as I was going through the process was this point in my life where, you know, I could make an amends. I could say, listen, you know, I apologize. And I, you know, I made a mistake and I want to apologize and I'm sorry. I love that. I love the humility in it. But I have to make sure that I'm doing things rightly. Right? And just because it feels bad doesn't mean that I always need to run and make an amends. Because, like, for this situation, I really didn't think I did anything wrong. And I don't really... I did apologize. I'm sorry that you became so upset. But, you know, I'm not sorry for what I said. And you know, and it's kind of, it hurts because you make friends and we're not all the same. And unfortunately, I am sober. Unfortunately, I have tried to work a program. Unfortunately, I've, you know, my buddy Matt was so... he pointed all that shit out, and I never realized it, you know, that victim-y bullshit, and I guess what it is at this point in my life, I just can't really have, I mean, I have friends, you know, I don't know. It is unfortunate. I cared a lot about those people, but honestly, the reaction and the way that she turned around and attacked me, and the things that were said about me, I can forgive, but I will not forget that. And I will be moving on, people. Nice to know you. Nice to know you. And no hard feelings. Listen, if they have any problems or they need me for anything, I'm here. Always here for them.
Out of pays in spades to be on your back. Poison all your friends. And if you do it today, you could have gold beyond your means. Get old but live the dream. Thank you.
It's a shame. It is a shame, but it is what it is. And, you know, I can't let shit, you know, this is the kind of shit, and it's been on my mind. It's been on my mind all weekend. And this is the kind of shit that you could, you know, end up drinking over, I suppose. You know, if you're looking to drink, this could be a great opportunity. And I, you know, I don't want to drink. I don't even really, it's uncomfortable. And I feel bad. You know, those are nice people, but, you know, there is a, you know, I don't know. It's funny. I don't understand what life is about. I don't understand what the point is. I don't know if you're supposed to be rich and miserable or poor and happy. You know, humility comes from poor, self comes from rich. I mean, it's just a weird mixed kind of thing. And you learn about people and you think, you look at the outside of them and you say, hey, look at these people. They got money, they got business, they've got kids, they've got to be great. You start peeling back the onion, just like my life, you know. You start peeling back my onion. No, I'm not perfect. It's interesting. But it is what it is. All right, I wanted to read something. Let's see. I was actually looking at some of the, what are some tips for completing step one? Abstain from alcohol and or drugs. Alcoholics Anonymous believes you need to be abstinent to attain recovery. I agree. Abandon pride and seek humility. Once you admit your problems and flaws, you will find modesty and humbleness. You can't admit embrace powerlessness if you're still holding on to your pride. What are some myths about this step? This is about the first step. Powerlessness means you're weak. That's I actually think powerlessness means you are strong, to be honest. See, I'm the guy that thinks everything's the opposite. Are you happy? That means you're sad. And if you're sad, you're probably, you know, happy in life. All right. Admitting powerlessness is a crucial step on the pathway to independence and strength. It requires honesty and courage to accept that alcohol or drugs have taken over your life. Why does it have to be alcohol or drugs? Can't it be just self? You know, these people are these, well, I'm not going to use these people as an example, but I see people that, you know, are so consumed with self and things and, you know, the ability to be unique, you know, and it just, it, you know, maybe you're not buying it at the liquor store or buying it down at the corner, but, you know, it still brings the same problems, the same anxiety, the same kind of stresses as drugs and alcohol. I think that the difference between being an addict to, like, stuff compared to his drugs is that our life doesn't become as unmanageable to everybody else. Our life becomes unmanageable to us when we, you know, eat too much and buy too much stuff and, you know, whatever it is that we do. It's when we drink and do drugs is where we get caught all the time, and that's when our lives become unmanageable to everybody else. So that's why, you know, like this lady that I got in the spat with, she's a mess. You know, she is a mess. She's a perfectly fine lady, you know, gets up every day, takes care of her business. But the reaction that she had was embarrassing. I'd have been embarrassed if I was her. She went victim. And, I can't even, that's like quicksand. I can't even walk around it. You know, me calling this person out about how I was feeling triggered that kind of reaction in her. I don't even want to be part of that. That is danger. If she ever needs help or I can refer her to a woman to speak with, that's great, but I can't, because every conversation you have with people like that, it feels like you're lecturing them or trying to fix them, and I really am not. I don't want to. I care. I love those people, but I'm not going to try to fix you. I'm not that guy. I'm not professional. Let's see. Yes, step one was tough for me at first because I did not want to think that my addiction, attitude, and actions caused my life to become unmanageable. To me, that felt a lot like defeat. But I had to hit my rock bottom due to a tidal wave of emotions that sunk my ship. My life was a mess, and I had no idea how to contend with the internal rubble. So finally, after about a million tears, I humbled myself and became vulnerable. 100 tears. I realized that I was really powerless over addiction and my emotional life was out of control. Wow. Wow. There you go. Can you be emotionally out of control? Is that possible? So consumed by emotions? And how do you get that way? I mean, if I'm emotionally out of control, how did I get there? I'm clearly, obviously, not really minding my own business. I must be in other people's business. I must not be staying in the moment. I must not be running ideas by people, right? I must be, you know, what do they say? I'm upstairs unattended. I don't know. All right. I wanted to read the, Daily Reflections. Daily Reflections. All right, here we go. Daily Reflections. I like the one yesterday. That was good. All right, May 4th. Entirely honest. We must be entirely honest with somebody if we expect to live long or happily in this world. Thank you. We must be entirely honest with somebody if we expect to live long and happy in this world. I think that you know, one of the mistakes, I can tell you the one of the mistakes that I made about this past week was that I had moments in this relationship with this person where I wasn't entirely honest. And it revolved around hair appointments, canceling, making appointments, canceling, moving them around. I had a resentment about it. And I was like, we're friends, she's a great lady, I'm not going to say anything. But I learned that doesn't work well for me. I need to not do that. I need to say, hey, you know, I'm just going to tell you right now, I can't do that. It's going to bring some sort of thing with me. I don't know what it is, but I need to be more honest about that because that was a resentment that I was harboring. And when she canceled or when she didn't show up for this last appointment, I was like, fuck, bullshit. You know, it all kind of popped out. And that's so... I will make that adjustment in my life. All right, here we go. Honesty, like all virtues, is to be shared. It began after I shared my whole life story with someone. In order to find my place in the fellowship, later I shared my life in order to help the newcomer find his place with us. This sharing helps me to learn honesty in all my dealings and to know that God's plan for me comes true through honest openings and willingness. Yeah, you know, I lied this morning. I lied to my wife, and she freaking straight up caught me. I told her that yesterday I had one little pinch. And she's like, I feel weaker now. I feel like I, me pinching or, you know, having a pinch of tobacco. It sounded like she was going to use this now as an opportunity to maybe talk herself into having a cigarette. And then, you know, so after she went to sleep, I had another pinch, quietly, shh, and I guess she heard me, and I was like, I only had one pinch, I said, she goes, you had two, I was laying there, and I heard you lie, I was like, ooh, damn it, she's right, I lied, sorry, honey, that was bad, hey, man, still an addict in there, you know, you do the best you can, and you know, I need to actually send her a little apology because that was not necessary. This is her journey. You know, how many times do you do something because you think you want to help, and then in the end you kind of have a resentment about it? And this is kind of one of them. You know, I think it's great that she quit smoking. Immediately I'm like, I'll quit. You know, I'll help, and I'm a little annoyed about it, and that's my fault. Because I just haven't gotten to the place where I've just you know, I still am a people pleaser. I still want to please people. I still want people to like me. I still want to, you know, be happy. And it was, I don't know, but, you know, I have, it's, I got to work it out. And the reality is I need to quit dipping. I don't want mouth cancer. I don't want all that shit. You know, my problem is I don't dip very much, so that's my justification. I don't dip that much. I'm fine. It's not the case. I need to quit. And I think I'm going to do it. I'm supporting her. We got this. And I've quit before. How's everybody else doing out there? What is, you know, does you know, what I'm going through make any sense? Do you have this happen where you say yes to things because you want people to like you or be a people pleaser? And then after a while you get, you know, it's like a resentment and it becomes justified. And then you have a big blow up over it. And you're like, how did this happen? And that's kind of what happened with my friend the other day. And, what I also realized is that it wasn't just people pleasing, but it was also trying to please me and to keep me in a friendship with somebody that really isn't. I mean, how much value do I have? Am I valuable? Do I find myself, like, if I was a car, you know, how many miles do I have on me? You know, how many miles do I have left on me? You know, I've always considered myself a great friend, loyal. You know, I run with my other friend, Brian. We have a great time. We run, we chat. You know, we talk about, you know, what we're going through, our life, the ups and downs, and you know, we have a great run. We have some coffee, and then we go our separate ways. And it's, you know, it's a nice chat, right? But when people, like, I mean, have you ever tried to have a friendship with somebody that's not that nice, but for some reason you still want to pursue it? I don't know what that's about. And then when you kind of feel like you're like, this isn't that great of a friendship, and I'm still, like, sticking into it. It's like a weird relationship. You're in a relationship with someone that's just not that nice to you, makes fun of you, behaves in a way to make them look better at your expense. It's not cool. I mean, maybe it is, I guess, but in a life, when I remember trying to get sober, and I still kind of live that sarcasm, that hurtful, that tone, you know, pointing people out. I think, what is sarcasm? Tearing of flesh. I think that's the definition of it somewhere, somehow. Tearing of flesh, sarcasm. And I was just always so sarcastic and always making fun of people because I didn't feel good about myself. I still don't. I don't think you can fix that, honestly. I think we do, but I think inside we still feel kind of shitty about ourselves. But I remember when someone pointed it out when I was early in recovery, and someone's like, you know, tearing of flesh. And I was like, oh my God, that's awful. You know, and I had shame. Someone pointed it out in a manner that created shame in my life. And I, whenever shame shows up, and I felt guilty about it, and whenever that shows up, I make a change. Yeah. I don't know. I thought that I was going to maybe go back and, you know, I like talking about the steps. I don't really know if I want to talk about much more than the first four, if even the first four, maybe just the first three. Because I feel like everything else after that is really, it's kind of a personal preference, I guess. I feel like you kind of do it your own way. It's something you should do with a sponsor. I know that the fourth step I talked a little bit about the other day, just because of how helpful it is to me at the time, how confused I was in the beginning, how I completely missed the boat on it the first time, and how I use it every day in my life today. And, you know, it's a great tool to try to get to the bottom of my issues. And I really love it. But, you know, the first step, we admitted we were powerless, is still, you know, a big deal. Like, that's really the one you have to do right, correctly, from the beginning. you know, I was laying in bed. I'm like, when's if it said, I admitted I was powerless over alcohol, that my life had become unmanageable. I admitted I was powerless. I admitted. So it just sounds like such a individual thing. Addictions for individuals. You want to be an addict, you will be an individual addict. Group addicts, they don't work out. You don't make groups of addicts. You might have a few people you know along the way, but for the most part, it's not a group addict. You don't get high. You don't become an addict in a group. You become high and an addict alone. So to say, I admitted I was powerless, it just sounds fucking stupid. You get sober with people. You become accountable with a group. We admitted we were powerless. We admitted as a group we do it. You know, that's why it's nice to have, like, you know, time, because when stuff like this that came up this past week, the end of the week, last week, you know, I talked to it with people. And, you know, and it's weird because at this point in my life, I'm not talking with people to make sure that the other person was wrong. I talked with people to try to figure out where I was wrong. And I'm afraid to have a conversation with this person, like I said, because I don't want to fix her. I don't want to fix her. She may not even need to be fixed. It may be me. I need to be fixed. And I'll work on that. But it's that's the gift today, is that I need to look at myself first. Fix that. And if there's suggestions to the other person, just keep them to myself. And that's what I'm going to try to do. I hope everybody is having a great day. We'll get better. I'll get better. And if that person's out there listening to this podcast, I'm sorry. It was great to know you. Have a great life. Bye-bye.
Poison all your friends.